You have reached Atheist Republic voicemails. God may not be listening to you, but the citizens of the Atheist Republic are. Leave us a voicemail on atheistrepublic.com for a chance to have your message broadcast to our followers worldwide. Send us your opinions, stories, advice, or concerns. Together, we'll build a platform for atheist voices all around the globe.
Hi, I'm Ahmed, an atheist from Pakistan.
Hello, what's up? I'm an ex-Muslim from Iran. I'm an atheist right now. I've been an atheist since I was 14, but I just recently, around 3 to 4 years ago, I announced that I'm atheist and I do not believe in Islam. And this is my message for you. Thank you.
Dear Atheist Republic, I'm an ex-Muslim atheist and secular humanist. I was born and raised in a religious Muslim family in the United States. My parents are from India and Pakistan. I grew up a believing and practicing Muslim. I prayed 5 times a day and kept my fasts every month. I attended several Al-Maghrib Institute courses and learned about Islam. I regularly debated atheists at school and tried to convert them. I thought that there had to be a God because complexity requires a creator. Just like a bomb in a junkyard does not result in a Boeing 747, humans have billions of neurons that all work together like an intelligent supercomputer and could not have arisen by chance. Someone had to create and design them. I believed Islam was the one true religion because the Quran was unmatched in poetic beauty and could not have possibly been written by a 7th century illiterate Arab man. The scientific miracles of the Quran, such as the mention of the embryological process and the Big Bang, sealed the deal for me. In university, I took History 101 and the professor talked about human evolution and common descent with other apes. I'd always learned about special creation and that all animals were created for use by humans. I decided to study evolution, and if it turned out to be true and against Islam, I would leave the religion. I learned that through comparative anatomy, DNA, and fossil evidence that showed that all living things evolved over a period of 3.3 billion years and that the special creation story of God creating a 90-foot Adam who lived to 1,000 years from clay and blowing God's spirit into him were a lie. I could not believe that miracles such as flying on a winged horse to outer space or living in the belly of a whale for 3 days and 3 nights could be true. Everything worked perfectly within natural boundaries. Even a newborn baby dropped in the ocean would drown due to the lack of oxygen, regardless of how many people made dua for it. From a moral perspective, there are some things that really started to bother me. In May 2014, ISIS took over the Yazidi town of Sinjar, massacred all the 400 to 900 men of the tribe, and took all the women and girls as sex slaves. The boys had their pants dropped, and any boy who showed pubic hair was beheaded. When I read Islamic history, I realized that this is exactly what Muhammad did to the Jewish tribe of Banu Qurayza. In another incident, in the Battle of Otas, Muhammad took all of the married women of the tribe as sex slaves while their husbands were alive and distributed them to the Muslim soldiers to appease their sexual desires while the soldiers' wives were at home. Muhammad even justified his actions by reciting Surah 4, verse 24, which states that married women are impermissible to have sex with unless they are under one's possession. This incident can be found in Sahih Muslim Hadith number 3432. The women were later freed as a personal favor to Muhammad, but that's irrelevant. It baffles me that Muslims could condemn ISIS as savages while their own prophet did the same exact thing 1400 years ago. Chopping hands for theft never made sense to me either. It seemed like an infinitely worse crime than actually stealing. Polygyny, allowing men to have 4 wives, whereas women could only have 1 husband, became more and more indefensible to me. I decided to leave Islam and adopt secular humanism instead because every religion seemed to be based on the same lies and moral deficiencies. I now believe that morality should be defined as the maximization of happiness and the minimization of suffering in society while preserving individual rights such as life and liberty. My parents are deeply religious, especially my mother. My parents tried to shut me down by preventing me from talking about Islam with anybody or on the web. My mother told me that if I became an atheist, she would have to disown me because the Quran says that Prophet Nuh's son was no longer a part of his family once the son became a disbeliever. I'm not scared of my parents and I'm financially independent, so I can leave the house if I need to. But I want to make my relationship work with them, so I agree not to speak out against Islam. And that's the reason I'm posting this audio anonymously. I wish they would tolerate differences in belief in the same way that I tolerate their religion. I give them the courtesy of believing in, saying, and practicing whatever they want. So why don't they extend the same courtesy to me? I have no problems with them, so why do they try to shut me down? I think it's because they're emotionally connected to Islam and feel that it's a part of their identity. I think that over time I can win them over, but I'll try to do my best to cooperate with them in order to make the relationship work. I appreciate the good work Atheist Republic is doing in the awareness and sense of community that they're building for the atheist, for atheists around the world. I'm a big fan of Armin Navabi. He's one of the most honest and straightforward atheists out there, and his work is making the lives of ex-Muslims easier everywhere around the world. People are beginning to accept ex-Muslims as human beings worthy of love and support. I want ex-Muslims to know that they're not alone and that our numbers are growing and will continue to grow. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Arshad Rahman. I'm from Bangladesh. I live in the capital, Dhaka. I currently studying in an engineering university. Let me tell you something. I born in a Muslim family. My father, mother, brother, sister, everyone is Muslim and they are estranged. It's about 3 to 5 years ago when I turned into atheist. But the main problem is, you know, in Islam, apostates are sentenced to death. So if my father and mother know that I have turned into atheist, I don't know what is waiting in my fate. So please help me. I feel like leaving this country. Yes, I want to leave Bangladesh. It is the extremist country, and become an Islamic republic within a few years. So I want to leave. I want to be free. I want freedom of thinking, freedom of life. I don't want to be a religious. I hate religion. Please, contact with me, please. I feel too much lonely, cause my surrounding, I can't express the words in my mind. I can't express anything. I can't discuss freely. They always force me to pray Salah, read Quran, fast in Ramadan, yes, in 30 days. I have been forced to be fasting. When it will end? When it will end? I want end. I don't like to be pretend. I don't like to be an actor. Please, contact with me. I have more thing to tell you.
Please consider supporting us by sharing the podcast with your fellow heathens or donating by going to atheistrepublic.com and clicking on support. Subscribe to Atheist Republic voicemails on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app. And please leave us a review.